K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Cody.
Hey, it's Cody Fry.
Well, hi, Cody. What's going on?
Well, I know you do this second date thing. I was hoping you'd help me out.
Man, you sound like you're ready to go.
He's determined.
Yeah, all right, well, what's up, Cody?
Well, I want to know what's going on.
Wow.
Okay, you got to tell us what's up.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about your first date.
Met this girl, Dusty.
Ooh, cool name.
We set up a time to go. We're going to go see the Dragons play and have some dinner after.
Yeah.
Met up, went to the game, thought, you know, had a fun time at the game and everything. And, you know, we got to, as soon as we left the game and got ready to go eat, she just said she didn't feel well, wanted to leave. So I drove her home and then been calling, ain't heard nothing.
Huh. Aw.
You're a matter of fact. I like it.
And you obviously want to see her again, right?
Well, yeah, I'd like to if we figure out what's going on.
Okay.
All right. Well, easy enough. What we're going to do is we're going to stick you on hold for a second, Cody. And you say her name's Dusty. We'll get her phone number off the air. We'll call her. We'll see if we can figure out what's going on with her.
All right, cool.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
What's happening?
How'd you guys meet, Cody? Through friends or something, or you just...
Yeah, we had a mutual friend set us up. We're both about the same age. We've both been married once before.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you got a little in common there.
Yeah, already.
Oh, that's good. All right, well, hold on just a second here, Cody. I'm finishing up her phone number. Be real quiet here. We are ringing, so here we go.
Hello.
Hi there. We are looking for a young lady named Dusty. Is she available?
This is Dusty.
Hey, Dusty. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Oh, hey, guys.
What's going on, Dusty? We like your name. We like your name a lot.
Yeah, you have a cool name.
Thank you. No, that's my name.
Well, that's good.
Did I win something?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, it's true. Here's the deal. We got a phone call from somebody that said you guys went to a game. Sounds like you're probably a Dragons game.
Oh, yeah.
Cody?
Yeah.
You sound,
I know what this is.
Okay, well, yeah, he called asking for our help to maybe see if we could get back in touch with you because he said he'd like to see you again, but he just hasn't heard anything from you, nothing.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes things just don't work out.
Well, I mean, he really thought that you guys were pretty compatible, said that you're both divorced, and he really liked you. I mean, he sounds like a nice enough guy.
What don't you feel didn't work out?
Oh, gosh. Okay, God's honest truth.
Yeah.
He smelled.
He smells.
Like stunk?
Like too much cologne smell?
Really, really bad. No, I wish. No. Okay, so we met, like I showed up to his house and he was working in the yard with no shirt on. I mean, he looked nice and everything. He said, okay, give me 1 minute. I'll be right back. He was actually back outside in 1 minute. He didn't shower. He just threw on a shirt. Same pants, same shoes, same sweaty body. I couldn't get over it. It was awful.
Oh, how bad was it?
It was so bad. It's like burned off my eyebrows.
Did it smell like the fried onions?
Oh,
there you go.
It was horrible. It was disgusting. I'm sorry,
I don't know.
That's
Dude.
Cody right there, Dusty.
Yeah, that's Cody.
Okay, first of all, it was McConaughey. He would at least shower, I'm sure. And I just feel like it showed like no respect for the date. Like no. I showered. I had my makeup on. I looked cute. he didn't even shower. I would have waited 5 minutes.
I took a shower that day.
Yeah, but you were working in the yard. That's disgusting.
That's just some Cody cologne. That's all.
Cody cologne.
That is so gross.
Oh my God.
I couldn't even concentrate. I'm sick. I had to go home.
Did you feel saturated?
Pretty much. Yeah. It was disgusting. I'm sorry. I think if you're gonna go on a date, you shower,
well,
right?
Sometimes what they call them pheromones just too much for some girls.
No. That's not it. Some soap and water, it would have been fine. It just felt like he had no respect to the date, you know? Like, imagine, like, when you're comfortable in a relationship. Hello.
Nah, no, it's just all having some fun. You couldn't, it's just a little hot day.
Nope.
Everybody gets a little stinky.
That's gross. It's just gross. Sorry, I just can't do it.
Come on, don't you like them hardworking country boys like Luke Bryan? I got that going on.
I'm sure if it was Luke, he would have showered, okay?
I think Luke showers, yeah.
Yeah,
come on,
no.
Luke. You're going to tell me you take a stinky Luke over me?
Yeah.
Okay, then. I don't know. I don't think I want to hang out with you then.
Oh.
Wow.
Don't want any of the Cody juice there, Dusty?
That is so gross.
Like, I mean, if I got to be on my P's and Q's all the time and, like, you know, fine dining and crap, no.
Wow.
Fine dining? It's more like P's and U's.
What is going on?
It's just fine dining. Shower, dude.
Well, I'm thinking that...
We'll get around to it.
Fry, we may not even need to...
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking this is nose all around. No need to offer any, you know, send you guys back out sort of thing.
Nope.
Yeah, well, it's worth a shot. I think just maybe just be a little bit too picky. I'm sure if you'd be dropping them...
Too picky? You've never been told that before?
No, I guess.
I like to pause. He's like,
Well, Cody and Dusty, sorry it didn't work out. I mean, you know.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
She's ready to go.
All right, well, I'll let you later.
Yeah, sure. Take a shower.